Right.
Okay, that's a few comments on the system in use. You said that you and some of the supervisors would love to get a hold of it and re-rig the thing all together. Could you suggest, in broad terms and in detail, about what possible improvements and changes you want to make to it?
Well, on a global basis, there would need to be some central part for the students to play in it.
Mm.
We need to build the students the part of it. Without the student, you then pulled in these literacy areas that are relevant with backups for the tutor and the information, so that you in fact designed your own CV, pre-intended life, from a selection. You chose what you were going to be assessed on. So you didn't need to assess on whether you recognised the letter. If many of your students, as ours are, come in, can read and write, but they need to be helped with contextual clues and reading, or letter breaking down the sounds. I feel that it should be selective so that the printout shows the things you wanted to show and doesn't show a whole long list of things that are irrelevant. So I want it to be more selective, with a student input. I don't think it actually says as clearly as you intended it to what the student can already do. It lists the skills, but it doesn't allow for a written printout of what the student feels they've got. Perhaps there's some element where they could key in the comments and get a printout and call them back at a later date. Perhaps less numerical analysis and a little bit more verbal, which would make it more student usable. I think we could reach the stage where some of our students, I was certainly used to it like that with daytime students, they would call it up, check their own progress, and even without a tutor would start to become involved in it. And the printouts that they got would form the basis of the section of most of my students' files at the back, which is called progress, planning, self-assessment, which they do regularly. And I think if that was structured, and they could get printouts for themselves and then discuss it with me, I'd find that very usable.
Are there any things that the system doesn't do at the moment, and other things that you would like it to provide? You're fairly well aware of the sort of things that any other ideas of what we might be able to do for you when you need it? That might not happen in the system.
Without looking at it as a whole and starting to sort of rejig it, as I said, I couldn't think of specific areas other than the student input, the ability for students to add categories, to have access to support.
One or two of your supervisors, and one of the tutors, suggested that it would be very useful if it would refer them on request or on the basis of what they know about their student to resources.
Yes, I wondered about the database, if it could be linked to our catalogue, our database.
So you would say that was useful?
Yes, if there was a way of linking it. On the other hand, once you've got the category, they're all listed on the database anyway, so that it's note taking, speed reading, context clue, speed reading, whatever. That they could, if they had those categories built into here, immediately go and use the database. It would need to be linked, it would be compatible with it. So I think compatibility is as useful as anything.
But if the system was sort of touch of a button, as they say, could throw you up a listing on the location of what resources might be useful.
What the system doesn't do is it doesn't have categories that a lot of people find important. It doesn't mention things like dictionary skills, access skills, handwriting, different reading strategies, reading approaches, methods. Those are the sort of things that are talked about and used every day, and tutors use the words freely. And I think if even something like that came up on the screen, tutors would identify. I mean, you're looking at the underlying skills here, but you're not looking at sort of composite skills that draw in all those.
Yeah, okay. Has there been any positive value or usefulness to any of the tutors using this? Let me rephrase that, sorry. Has using
the system being in any way possibly useful or valuable to the tutors using it.
Yes, I think it's made them aware of the structure, more of the structure than they have, because a lot of them don't have much of a structure. I think for many of them it's introduced them to using a computer for something other than word processing or general software. I think it's also brought a few tutors and students together because they've both been quite bewildered by it. They've had to figure a problem out together. So there's probably some underlying value in that, which might sound negative, but in fact it's probably been positive in that a student may have said, what does that mean? And the tutor might have said, well, I can tell you what it says, but wait, I have to check because it's new to me, this language. And I don't think that's a bad thing either in a joint learning situation. So if you're digging for value, that fares somewhere.
Supervisors, has there been any using the system, has it been any positive use of value to any of the supervisors involved?
Other than indirectly those that I've outlined for the tutor using it, I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I can't presume to outline the value to them. They haven't expressed it to me.
You must find a way here to enlarge on it. It might be of interest. You've been faced with a person who you previously worked for, that's the writer of the thesis, me, trying to innovate this system into a unit that you've taken over halfway through the process, before the actual introduction of the learning. Have you got any comment about the conduct of the introduction of the innovation, the way it was done in relationship to you taking over the job, or the way it was done in relationship to people in the unit?
The way it was introduced, can I go back one stage further? The way it's being developed?
Yes.
If people knew you were developing the system, rather than people seeing the system which you've developed, I think they would have felt more involved. And although it's not entirely honest, I think you can collect people's views and do it to market research and say, that was very useful, I've taken it into consideration, but you may not see it directly reflected in the system. It's still a positive one. But I think if people were aware of it being developed rather than having it developed, that would have set people off on a different basis. I think some of the categories might have changed slightly, but not a lot because of the nature of the thesis compared with the work we've been doing. So I think the sort of pre-introduction time is important. I think it might have been nice to have had everybody together to talk to everybody rather than doing it separately. I think you introduced it separately, and I know you have reasons for doing this. But I think some of the initial reactions would have been more forthcoming if you didn't have backup colleagues around them.
Yeah.
I think some people were awestruck by it initially and tend to nod and say yes and make the correct responses and then look out and only say, I've got to use this system. But if we'd have been together, we might have been able to pry me at somebody else's face and then would have given me anxieties about it and allayed those fears early on before we got to it. I don't know. It's easy to say that on reflection.
Did I use you in the correct way, or did I not, in introducing the system?
What way do you mean?
In regard to your role as first a colleague and subsequently the organiser.
Thank you. maybe you've done any. No, I don't think you've had any particularly strong comments. You're looking for certain areas, but are you looking for certain points?
In general terms, last question. How would you summarise your basic reaction to this project, which is nearing its end? How would you view it? How are you going to sort of, in a sort of few months' time, how are you going to look on it?
Granted, I already had, but I could see the value of some sort of systematic use of the computer to lay planning process, assessment, evaluation, that sort of thing. I still think it's valuable as a system if it's adapted, and it's proved better than nuisance. I think the nuisance factor was there were so many people who started to think that everything they'd been trained to do and think was no longer right because they couldn't find anything written there that they related to until it was translated.
Okay, thank you.